人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到华盛顿州前任州长，是美国前驻华大使、美国前商务部长骆家辉先生，我们非常荣幸请到 Gary Locke Governor。我们也很高兴 Mary 来担任我们的翻译。那个
I didn't know.
OK。那个 Gary, can you say hi to our audience?、
Yes. Well, thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here on the radio show to the Chinese audience in the greater Seattle area. I'm very, very honored to participate in this discussion sponsored by KKNF
Chinese Radio Seattle.
NW and Chinese Radio. And so thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to talk about a very important topic that is of great concern to so many people in the greater Seattle area among the Chinese community.
Wonderful. Now,今天呢，为了节省时间呢，就是我们的问题呢，只有就是我讲中文，然后呢，那个，骆家辉大使呢，就直接用英文回答。首先呢，我向大家简单的介绍一下骆家辉大使啊。骆家辉大使呢，是美国历史上第一位华裔州长，也是第一位华裔美国驻华大使，第一位华裔美国商务部长。他在美国人民和中国人民心目当中都享有很高的声誉和威望。他对促进中美关系做出了很大的贡献。他在担任华盛顿州州长期间呢，已是21年前 I-200 以公投58%的赞成率得到通过。那么今年早些时候，也就是4月28号的时候呢，就是华盛顿州立法院通过了取代 I-200 的 I-1000 法案。那么现在呢，还有一个试图要推翻 I-1000 法案的公投88号啊，正在筹备之中。那么今天呢，我们非常有幸的请到骆家辉大使来跟我们分享他个人的经历，还有他对 I-1000 的理解和看法。首先呢，我们知道中国人赴美10年签证呢，是您在中国当大使的时候提出和促成的。那么，当然您在担任驻华大使的时候，还有很多其他的成就和贡献，我们在这里呢就不一一细述了。在您在去中国赴任驻华大使的路上呢，就受到了极大的关注，因为您当时排了队买星巴克的照片啊，就是非常的亲民，也在网上疯传啊。那么，当然很多美好的回忆。那您能不能跟我们简单回忆一下，就是您担任中国大使的时候，的感想，还有您最得意的事情
？Well, thank you very much. I very much enjoyed my term as ambassador in China. It was a great opportunity for our children to learn the land of their ancestors and to go back numerous times to the family village.
非常感谢有这个机会跟大家分享。在我在中国做大使的时候，我非常高兴能够有机会接触更多的中国人，而且我们全家也有机会回到我们的老家去拜访。
And I was very proud as ambassador to help promote stronger ties between the United States and China, economically, culturally, and people to people.
同时作为大使，我也很骄傲的有机会帮助两国人民和国家之间建立更多的联系。
And the Chinese people were so warm and gracious and friendly to our entire family. And I've been told by the people who worked at the State Department that I had more access to high-level Chinese government officials than any other ambassador in the history of U.S.-China relations.
中国人民对我们全家都非常的友好，特别是有些我的这个中国同事们都说，我比其他的人好像能够接触到更多的中国的领导人和老百姓。
And some of the things that I'm most proud of was helping inform the Chinese people about PM2.5, the severity of air pollution, which resulted in the Chinese people demanding of the Chinese government more information and more action to reduce air pollution in China.
其中有一件事我非常自豪，就是关于 PM2.5 这件事，当时通过我们的努力，中国政府在这方面也做了很多的改进，使大家能够得到更多的确切的信息关于 PM2.5。
And I'm very proud of the fact that reduced the wait times for a visa interview from 100 days down to 3 days.
我非常高兴，在我们的努力下，在大使馆其他工作人员的共同努力下，我们缩短了赴美签证的等待时间。
And along with providing 10-year visas for the Chinese people to come to the United States, so they didn't have to constantly reapply every single year, especially among the Chinese students.
同时呢，也使这个赴美签证十年签证的这个事情得到了解决和这个大家不用每次都在等着去做签证，可以签一次证就多次到美国去。
And of course, helping promote Chinese investment into the United States, creating good job opportunities for both the Chinese people and the people of America.
同时我们也做了很多的努力，这个促进这个投资，然后为中国和美国都建立了很多的这个工作机会。
And finally, it was a great honor to be asked by the Chinese government to host the visit of President Xi Jinping when he came to Seattle.
我还非常荣幸的有机会，这个接待了习近平主席访问西雅图。
太棒了，那您在担任华州州长的时候呢，就是，这个 I-200 这个法案被公投通过了，那么那个法案呢是，禁止使用平权法案的。那么，就在最近呢，就是另一个法案叫 I-1000 呢，就是试图是取代 I-200 的。那么，之所以它能够在立法院被通过呢，是因为它得到了40万民众的签名。那么，很多我们华州的那个华人呢，很想知道您在这个 I-1000 的这个法案当中起到了什么样的角色，是不是起草人之一，还是仅仅在立法院的那个听证会上，就是和其他的前任州长一样在听证会上发了言。
I was not involved in the drafting of Initiative 1000, but I reviewed it after it was submitted and the signatures were being gathered, and I endorsed it. I thought it was good public policy, going to benefit the people of the state of Washington, and would correct some of the confusion created by Initiative 200 many years ago. And so I joined up with, for instance, Republican Governor Dan Evans and former Governor Christine Gregoire and a whole host of former statewide elected officials in support of Initiative 1000. And because I believe that Initiative 1000 is good for all the people of the state of Washington, including Chinese Americans, I went to Olympia to testify in front of the state legislature.
其实我并没有，不是作为起草人之一，在这个I-1000 的这个法案中，我呢，但是我是支持的，而且与其他的几位前任州长一起，我们都在立法院投票表决之前呢，做了证词。其实我认为，议案这个议案，这个 I-1000 的这个议案呢，其实是会帮助到很多人，其中包括华人，包括在美国的华人。这也是为什么我现在希望能够跟大家更多的介绍这个法案，然后让大家了解到，其实这个法案当年是纠正了当年的这个 I-200 的一些不足的地方，所以我认为这个其实是一个更好的一个法案。
现在呢，主要有华人社区的民众啊，发起了一个新的公投的议案，就是88号公投，他们试图要推翻I-1000，恢复I-200。那么，你能不能谈一谈I-1000和I-200之间有什么样的不同？
Well, that's a really good question. Initiative 200, which was passed by the voters almost 20 years ago, was very simple. It said the state shall not discriminate against or give preferential treatment to any person on the basis of race or sex in public jobs, public education, or public contracts.
这是一个非常好的问题。其实，I-200 在二十多年前，它是提出了呢，是希望这个在政府的所做的项目当中，不能够给这个少数族裔一些特殊的优待。
An initiative 1000 continues that prohibition.
所以呢，这个 I-200 呢，其实还在继续的发挥它的作用。
Initiative 1000 does not change the prohibition against giving preferential treatment to a person based on race or sex.
在这一方面呢，其实I-1000 呢，并没有改变任何 I-200 在这方面的规定和要求。
In fact, Initiative 1000 expands that prohibition.
I-1000 呢，其实在某种程度上呢，是更加推进了它的一些作用。
In fact, Initiative 1000 says you cannot give preferential treatment to a person based on their sexual orientation, or whether or not they have a disability, or whether or not they are a veteran of the military.
比如说 I-1000 呢，在增加的内容里面就说到，不能根据一个人的性取向，或者他是不是退役老兵等等，来决定给他一些照顾。
But Initiative 1000 makes it very clear that in order to provide more opportunity for minority groups, including Asian Americans, the government can engage in outreach, recruitment, promotion, advertisement.
虽然呢 ,I-1000 呢规定说政府不能给比如说少数族裔或者其他的这些人一些这个特殊的优待。但是呢，其实他提到了，政府是可以，做一些宣传，比如说政府的一些工程，鼓励这些人来参加。
Because the real effects of Initiative 200 from over the last 20 years has been a big drop in the percentage or the amount of contracts for construction or purchasing by the government to minority companies.And women-owned companies, whether it's to help build a highway, or construct an office tower or a campus building, or to provide supplies, paper, equipment, machines to government agencies.
其实这些年，由于 I-200 的这个实施呢，在政府的许多工程项目中，少数族裔和妇女参与的这个。参与程度呢，已经大大的下降了。
But Initiative 1000 says you can use affirmative action, which means outreach, promotion, advertisements, recruitment, but you cannot give preferential treatment, and you cannot have quotas, either minimum guaranteed work or people in colleges, universities. You cannot have maximum number of people in our colleges, universities either.
在I-1000 呢，它还有一个这个新的这个部分呢，就是说，虽然政府不能够给少数族裔一些优惠，一些优待或者，但是呢，它可以像我刚才说的，它可以做宣传，可以鼓励这些少数族裔的人来参加。
An Initiative 1000 specifically says that.You cannot use race or sex or disability or sexual orientation or the fact that you're a military veteran to give preference to a person who is lesser qualified over someone else.
在I-1000 这个里边非常明确的讲到了说在考虑就业机会和这个受教育的这个机会时不能够给族裔把族裔性别肤色、祖籍、年龄、性取向、残疾或者退役军人这些作为一种衡量的这个因素， 不能把这个作为把这个作为使不合格的人能够被选择的这个可能。
Because after Initiative 200 was passed, a lot of state agencies and cities and towns did not go out to really promote and encourage minority and women-owned companies to apply for job opportunities or business opportunities with the government, to bid on a construction project offered by the city or the county or the state, or to sell supplies to the cities and the counties and the state. That's the real reason, and one of the main drivers of Initiative 1000, to encourage those government agencies to go out and recruit, to promote, to encourage people to apply for these opportunities. But in the final analysis, they have to be qualified. For contracts, they still have to offer the lowest price.
在 I-200 通过之后的这些年呢，政府在很多方面，很多时候呢，就没有更多的去考虑少数族裔和妇女来参与政府的一些项目、一些工程。那么现在的这个刚刚通过的这个 I-1000 呢，其实是弥补了这些要多做宣传，把这个机会告诉大家，这样使更多的少数族裔的人和妇女的这个组成的这些商家能够参加到这个政府的项目中来。
那我相信我们华州华人社区啊，最担心的就是 I-1000 会不会影响他们子女以后在华盛顿州受教育的机会。举个例子，如果华盛顿大学增加了美国那个非裔美国人和拉丁裔学生的入学率，那么华裔学生的入学率是不是就会下降了？您是不是认可这种说法？
Well, I don't agree with that because the University of Washington right now does not admit any student based just on test scores and SAT and grade point averages. It is a main consideration, but that is not the only consideration. That's the current practice right now. It's been that way for the last 20, 30 years.
我不是很同意这种说法。其实华大在录取学生的时候不会仅仅只考虑到学生的成绩，还有许多其他的因素是需要考虑的。
If you go onto the UW website right now, or go onto any of the websites of any of the Washington State colleges, universities, the public universities, they will tell you exactly what they are looking for and how they decide which students to admit.
如果你能够到华大的网站上去看一看，你就会知道，这些大学在录取的时候，他们都考虑什么样的因素，他们都说得非常的清楚。
There are two things that the University of Washington looks at. There's the academic score, and there is the personal score.
他们其实主要的是两大项，一个是你的学业的成绩，一个是你个人的一些分数。
For instance, looking at the grade point average, not all grade point averages. If two students are applying and they both have 3.8 grade point averages, it does not mean that they're the same.
其实即使两个学生的分数是一模一样的，也不能说明这两个学生的成绩就是一样的，因为还有其他的因素被考虑。
One student with a 3.8 grade point average may have taken really hard classes, and the other student with a 3.8 grade point average may have taken all the easy courses.
比如说，其中的一个学生，他也是 3.8 的 GPA, 但是他修的课程都是非常难的，学校或者这个学校的要求是非常高的，而另一个学生他也是 3.8, 但是他那个修的课程都是比较简单的，或者他的学校的要求比较简单，比较低。
University of Washington will also will look at what high school did the student come from. Is that high school a really hard high school, or one that's considered fairly lax and easy?
华大在录取学生的时候也会看，这个学生是从哪个学校来的，这个学校一般他对学生的这个要求是高还是低，还是严格还是放松。
That's why I've heard from some Chinese parents who said, how come my son or daughter did not get into the University of Washington? He or she had a 3.8 grade average and someone else had a 3.6 grade average.
这就是为什么有的时候我会听到一些家长说啊，我的孩子嗯，这个高中的成绩平均是 3.8 但是有一个孩子其实他只有 3.6 但是他进去了我的孩子就没有进到这个学校觉得很奇怪。
Because the student with maybe that 3.6 grade average actually took harder courses, including AP, honors programs, and the student with a 3.8 took all the easy courses and were not very, very difficult at all.
这非常有可能是因为这个成绩是 3.6 的这个孩子呢，他上的课难度都比较高。然后另外的那个分数高的 3.8 的这个孩子呢，他上的课都是比较简单、比较容易的。这个呢也会有不同。
So for instance, the University of Washington will look at the applications of all these different students and they'll give a number to the academic score of the student. Let's say it's from 1 to 9 or 1 to 10 and they give all these students 8. And then after they give them the 8 for the academic score, then they look at the personal score.
所以呢，比如说举例子，就是像华大在这录取学生的时候他们会给孩子们给学生们打分儿如果说每个孩子的分儿这个一个这个许多这个孩子的分数都是相同的比如说都是八分儿那么这时候呢他们就不光看学业他们要看另外的一个方面这个是叫这个孩子个人的一些分数不是跟学习有关的。
And what they're looking at is things like, does the family come? Does the student come from a low-income family and has faced a lot of hardship? Does the student participate in sports after school? Does the student volunteer in the community, like working at Kinon Nursing Home or working in a hospital or medical clinic? Is this student from a family with only one mother or only one father or maybe living with the grandparents?
这个时候呢他们就会考虑比如说这个学生是不是从这个低收入家庭来的或者说他是不是在运动方面很有天赋或者呢他做了很多义工或者他是从这个单亲家庭过来的。
But then, for the University of Washington, they will tell you that the big deciding factor is the academic score, and only rarely does a really good high personal score outweigh a lower academic score.
当然华大主要在录取学生的时候学业的分数还是占主要的个人的那个分数呢其实只是一个参考。
And this is not just the practice of the University of Washington, but the practice of all the public colleges in the state of Washington. In fact, a lot of the top schools all across the United States, Stanford, MIT, Yale, Wharton and things like that, they're looking at what they call the whole picture, the whole picture of the student, not just on SAT and grade point average.
这些不仅仅是在华盛顿大学录取学生的时候会考虑这些，其实华盛顿州的其他的大学也都会考虑这些，包括一些著名的大学，比如说斯坦福呀，比如说加州理工啊，比如说哈佛呀，这些大学他们也会考虑，除了考虑学业也会考虑个人的这个加分。
And it doesn't necessarily mean that if there are more African American or Latino students admitted to the UW, it means that fewer Asian students will be admitted. It could mean fewer international students. It could mean fewer Caucasian students or any other student.
其实可以这么看，并不是说如果黑人学生或者是拉丁裔学生在这个华大录取中增加了，那么华裔的学生就一定会下降。其实这个其他的学生的确会下降，但也有可能是比如说白人的学生或者是国际学生都有可能，不是仅仅的华人学生，就因为黑人学生和拉丁裔学生的增加，华裔学生就会下降，这个是不成立的。
Because in fact at the University of Washington, the percentage of African American students actually closely resembles the population of African Americans in the entire state of Washington.
其实就华盛顿大学来说，黑人学生的比例跟黑人在华州的人口是对应的。
And the percentage of Hispanic or Latino students at the University of Washington is not quite at, but close to, the percentage of Latino and Hispanic people in the state of Washington.
拉丁裔学生的人数在华盛顿大学，比拉丁裔的这个人，华盛顿州的人口是，是比较低一点，
And so it's not true that these groups, these other ethnic groups are severely underrepresented at the University of Washington. But if people, and the point though is that we want to encourage more people of color, including Asian Americans, to apply at the University of Washington, but they still have to meet the qualifications to get in.
其实华大也希望招到更多的不同族裔的这个少数族裔的学生，他们其实如果想这个申请，不应该担心这个比例，而应该首先做到自己是合格的。如果你不合格，你是什么族裔都不能够入大学。
And under Initiative 1000, the state law says the university or any school cannot set a minimum number of students for any ethnic group. So the University of Washington cannot say there must be 15% African American at the University of Washington. The University of Washington cannot go around saying we have a policy that there must be 12% Latino Hispanic students at the University of Washington.
A1000 非常明确地说明了，华大在招生的时候不能够有固定的数额或者说固定的配额针对某一个族裔。
Initiative 1000 does not allow a quota on the minimum number of students in any ethnic group. It also says there cannot be a quota on the maximum number of students from an ethnic group. There cannot be a maximum quota or ceiling on the number or percentage of Asian American students at the University of Washington.
这个配额在这里讲的是既不会有最低限额，也不会有最高限额。
And if people think that the University of Washington is giving preferential treatment to any ethnic group or under Initiative 1000, these extra groups like people with disability, people with different sexual orientation or military preference, if they believe that these individuals are getting preferential treatment over a more qualified student, then they can sue the state of Washington, they can sue the University of Washington.
如果有人发现，华大在招生的时候，对某一个族裔，做到了这个
特别优待，
然后呢，你如果真的发现了这种情况，你是有权利去
起诉
这个华盛顿州政府的，还有华盛顿大学，对不起。
We'll have a break.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
声声有情
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台
这里是您的信息中心
这里是您的心灵港湾
这里是您的精神家园
西雅图华人自己的中文电台
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3
我们的微信平台新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle
西雅图中文地带
西雅图中文电台
西雅图中文地带
西雅图中文地带
西雅图中文电台
西雅图中文电台
开播七周年
我红的那个灯笼挂上那个情话
Bella 你恋爱了
哪里有啊
那你为什么这样的容光焕发呢连双下巴都没了就像变了一个人似的
我啊只是去卓玉医美打了两针你看看脸上皱纹没了脸也瘦了双下巴也不见了 Hello Tony 啊我们今晚去看电影好呀那就今晚见喽
卓玉医美是您重返青春的最好朋友，干细胞水光针、微针、Botox 肉毒除皱、瘦脸针、玻尿酸填充，美丽人生不是梦想。夏季筹兵进行中，地址在 Bellevue 市中心，电话425-589-5747，425-589-5747。
好，欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。我们今天非常有幸的请到华盛顿州前任州长，也是美国前任的驻华大使陆家辉大使啊，来跟我们谈一谈他个人的经历，还有那个对刚刚四月份通过的 I-1000 这个法案的一些看法。那么我们有一些听众啊，他们很关心，就是有一些叫强势群体跟弱势群体，它就是区分的标准是什么样的？那么 I-1000 是怎么可以在不限制，就是没有配额的情况下，能够帮助这些弱势群体走出困境呢？
Well, that's the whole point. That's why people should not be so worried about Initiative 1000. You cannot use quotas to try to improve.Representation of certain groups.
这就是为什么我觉得呢，大家呢，其实应该全面的理解这个 I-1000。它呢是说，政府是规定了不可以用配额来增加或者减少任何一个特殊的群体。
And as I said earlier, if you look at the statistics at the University of Washington, the percentage of African American students almost tracks the percentage of African Americans in the state already.The percentage of Latino Hispanic students is a little bit below the percentage of in the whole state of Washington. So it's not like they are severely, severely underrepresented at all. But the whole point is that if you want to increase representation, especially in job opportunities and contracts to supply things to the state of Washington, where small and medium-sized businesses, minority businesses, and women-owned businesses have really suffered under Initiative 200, you need to engage in recruitment, outreach, and promotion. You still cannot use quotas.
就像我刚才提到的，其实就是拿华大的这个学生比例做一个例子，黑人学生的比例与黑人在华盛顿州的人口比例是基本相同的，拉丁裔的学生在华大的比例和拉丁裔人口在华盛顿州的人口呢，稍微的有一点差。如果我们想把这个不到人口比例的这个学生人数提高，其实是有很多其他的事情可以做，但是在这里我们最主要的是要帮助中小企业或者是妇女参与的一些中小企业在政府的一些项目和工作中增加更多的比例。
啊，那您认为华裔在美国是弱势群体吗？那么 I-1000 会使美国的华人受益吗？在哪些方面能够受益？
Well, Chinese Americans and Asian Americans are underrepresented in contracts with government agencies, whether it's to build participation, whether it's building buildings or selling equipment and supplies to government agencies. The percentage of small, medium-sized businesses selling their products and services or doing construction, highway constructions,dormitory construction, electrical work, plumbing work for government agencies is very, very low compared to the population of Asian Americans, Chinese American companies or people in the state of Washington.
我认为中国人的公司，尤其是中小企业公司，在华盛顿州的项目，工程项目上参与的比例比华裔在华裔的人口在华盛顿州的人口比例呢是低的，这方面呢我们需要做更多的一些努力，特别是建大楼啊、建桥梁啊，那些大的那些工程，华人 公司参与的比例偏低。
And under Initiative 1000, government agencies will be encouraged to go out and aggressively promote, advertise, recruit minority businesses and women-owned businesses to offer contract proposals to government agencies for that work.
这也是为什么 I-1000 要加大力度的宣传政府的一些项目，使包括华人在内的少数族裔有更多的参与权和参与能力。
But they cannot be given a preference because under state law, a company that wants to sell equipment to the state of Washington still has to offer the lowest price. The agencies, the government can only take the proposal with the lowest price. And so it means they're going to have to compete. But in order to get more Asian American companies doing work for the state, we need to encourage more to apply. And hopefully if more apply, some of them will have the lowest price and they will get the job.
这并不是说I-1000 呢会照顾像华裔啊像少数族裔啊这些群体，而是说他们在比如说竞争，比如说为政府提供建材，他们的价格还应该是最优惠的，就是能够在这个竞争中胜出的。如果他们的价格太高，他们也不可能得到这些项目。
那么 I-1000 在考虑和选择受教育和就业机会的时候，是把种族、性别、肤色、祖籍、年龄、性取向、残疾还有退役军人等作为衡量的因素。那您是否认为经济背景，比如说经济收入、家庭资产更加适合做这样的衡量的因素？还有为什么要考虑这个族裔还有祖籍还有您是否认为 I-1000 会对那个退役军人就是 veteran 有不利？
Well, under Initiative 1000, these are to be used as factors, but they're not the only factors. For instance, at the University of Washington, they do in fact look at these socioeconomic, such as the income of the family, where the family came from. For instance, on the international students,is the student, the applicant coming from a poor village in rural China, or did the person come from a big city from a very prosperous family? Has this student undergone lots of hardship? Is this student applicant from a family in which there's only one parent living in the house? And they look at many, many factors. And so,
I-1000 在考虑和选择这个受教育和就业的机会的时候呢，会把刚才列出的这个种族啊、性别、肤色、祖籍这些作为一个衡量的因素，但并不是唯一的因素。是会考虑到，比如说一个学生，比如说我们说华大在录取学生的时候，一个学生是不是从一个很贫困的中国一个很贫困的三村来的，还是他是从一个这个美国的一个大城市来的。
And we include all these different factors like race or national origin or sexual orientation or disability or veteran status to give a more complete picture of the applicant. But it's just one of many, 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 perhaps dozens of factors that the universities will look at.
在学校录取学生的时候，把这些衡量因素，比如说种族、性别、肤色、祖籍、年龄这些因素作为衡量因素，其实只是很多因素中的一部分，很少的一部分，还会考虑很多其他的东西。
And remember, under Initiative 1000, which is keeping some of the provisions of Initiative 200, you cannot give preferential treatment to a person based on their race or even their veteran status and promote or admit to the university a person who is lesser qualified than someone else.
在 I-1000 中强调了，如果一个人不是合格的， 在比如说在申请工作或者说申请学校的时候，如果他不合格达不到标准，那么不管他是什么肤色都不可能成功，他也不可能得到任何的优待。
If the university is going to admit a student who has lower test scores than another student, it cannot be because of that person's race or gender, disability, or veteran status.
如果大学在录取学生的时候，有一个学生的成绩不是最高的，那绝对不能是因为有他是不同的是少数族裔，或者说是因为他的性取向，或者是因为他的其他的原因来录取他。
But maybe they will admit that person with a lower test score or GPA because that person is on the football team at high school and they're trying to recruit more good quality football players at the university.
也许学校考虑的是，比方说这个学生虽然分数不是最高的，但是他在运动上很有天赋，比如说他是足球队的这个队员，或者说在这方面有很好的成绩。
因为我们时间过得很快，而且呢好像很快就到我们节目的尾声了，但是我还想加一个问题，就是因为网络上有一些就是批评您的文章，那么您对此是有什么看法？就是 Yeah, at the end of before end of our show, because time fly very fast, I just ask you a question because there's some in the Chinese group there are some articles criticizing you, and what do you feel about that?
Well, I can understand the fear and the concern and the worry of Chinese parents that their children may not get into the University of Washington because of Initiative 1000. I want to make sure that my children get into a good school based on their academic credentials. And so I do not want my daughter, who's starting high school, to be passed over by a person who is lesser qualified.
其实我能够理解有些家长为什么很焦虑，担心由于这个 IE1000 呢会影响到他们孩子的这个入学升学。其实我自己也有一个女儿要考大学，我也非常希望是公平的这个系统，而不是有什么特殊的一些待遇。
But I want my right now at the universities, they don't admit students just based on SAT scores and grade point averages. If the parents go to the high schools right now, they have these college representatives coming out visiting from all the different colleges talking about what their students should be doing in order to get admitted.
其实在孩子们申请上大学的时候，GPA 和 SAT 成绩不是唯一的决定因素。这些其实我们家长如果有机会跟那些大学来学校宣传自己学校的这个招生的这些老师们多交流，就会发现他们还会考虑其他一些因素。
All these top schools from all around the country that come and visit, whether it's Lakeside or Garfield,or Roosevelt or Bellevue High School, they all say that we have so many thousands of people who apply and they are all highly qualified with very high GPAs and SAT scores. What we look at are the individual characteristics. They call it the holistic approach. The whole person, their background, their experiences, and what will they bring to the classroom to bring new viewpoints to all the other students.
如果您有机会跟这些学校来招生的老师多了解，您就会发现他们会强调一个在招生的时候考虑学生的因素其实是一个从全面的整体的去考虑，而不仅仅是看学习的分数。他们会考虑到这个学生他会有一些什么样的观点，他会影响到其他学生，他会带给学校一些什么样新的一些想法，这些都会在考虑之内。
And so, Initiative 1000, This is how the University of Washington has been admitting students for the last 20, 30 years. They will not change even with Initiative 1000.
华大在招生的时候，他们有非常全面的考量。I 一千并不会改变华大招生的模式和招生的标准。
If you talk to the college presidents in the state of Washington, they say that Initiative 1000 will have virtually no impact or effect on how they admit students into their colleges, universities.
如果你们有机会跟华大的学校的老师或者领导交流的时候，你就会发现他们会非常特别的强调 I 一千对他们招生不会有任何的影响。
Initiative 1000 will have the biggest impact on job opportunities for minority and women-owned businesses trying to do work with the government.
其实 I 一千是在就业机会上会给少数族裔和妇女参与的企业更多的机会。
Because it will specifically allow those governments to recruit and reach out to minority, including Asian American, Chinese firms, to come give a proposal to do work with the government, but they still can only be picked if they have the lowest price. No preferences, no quotas.
因为他会要求政府去更多的宣传，向少数族裔和妇女参与的企业去宣传这些就业机会，这些工程项目。当然这些少数族裔或者是妇女参与的企业如果想得到这些项目，他们必须是合格的，他们的价格必须是有竞争力的。
And no preferences and no quotas at our universities and colleges.
不会有任何的特殊待遇在招生的时候，在特别是大学招生的时候去运用。
So for the Chinese parents who want their kids admitted to the best schools in America or at the universities of Washington State, make sure your students are engaged in the community, have outside activities.
所以家长们，如果你的孩子要申请大学，你一定要确认孩子们不光是学习成绩好，还要参与社区的活动，还要有其他方面的发展。
Whether it's playing the piano, volunteering at a nursing home, or being in sports, they need to be more engaged.
不管是弹钢琴也好，到老人院去做义工也好，还是参加体育竞技，总之是要全面发展。
These personal factors are used as the tiebreaker among equally qualified academically gifted students.
这些学习成绩以外的因素，有的时候往往是决定你的孩子能不能被录取。
谢谢。
非常感谢。
I have another, it's not the end. and I have another question. So, 就是我们华人对那个平权法案都不太喜欢，然后呢，您个人的经历呢，就是好像您是平权法案的受益者，就是the Chinese community, many of them just don't like affirmative action, but according to your personal experience, perhaps you got a benefit from affirmative action, right? Can you say something about that?
For a long, long time, the Chinese were discriminated against in America.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1800s and all through 1947, Chinese immigration was strictly prohibited, and it was very difficult for the Chinese to come to the United States.
在很长一段时间内，在美国历史上，华人是受到了很不公正的待遇。一直到了1947年以前，华人都是不允许把家属移民到美国来的。
And it wasn't until just a few decades ago that we had more Chinese and Asian Americans attending University of Washington Law School or the medical school.
仅仅是在大概几十年前，才有中国学生去上法学院和医学院。
The Chinese people, Asian American community have made great strides in just the last 20, 30 years because of policies like affirmative action.
在过去的这个二三十年里边，华人社区非常努力的进入到了这个主体， 然后这个这个也是由于平权法案才使他们有机会上学。
And so we should be proud of our gains, but we also know that affirmative action works, especially now that we've seen that under Initiative 200, the percentage of government contracts and purchases through women-owned and minority-owned businesses, including Asian American Chinese companies, has dropped dramatically in the last 20 years.
平权法案的确帮助了很多华人，但是呢，我们也看到 I-200 呢，也使许多少数族裔的公司和妇女拥有的公司在参与这个州政府的一些项目上参与率降低了很多。
And I benefited from affirmative action. When I went to Yale University, I was perhaps one out of 15 or 20 Asian students on the campus at Yale.
我个人的确是平权法案的一个受益者。当年我在上耶鲁的时候，我应该是20个华人学生中的一个。
Yale was trying to promote and encourage more students from public schools to attend, to apply. They wanted more students of color, minority groups to apply, and they wanted more students from the West Coast to apply because it was primarily students all coming from the East Coast.
在我上耶鲁之前，耶鲁大学主要是在东海岸招收，当时他们是非常希望能够从西海岸，能够从少数族裔招收到更多的学生，特别是从公立高中毕业的学生，所以当时我就被录取了。
But I still had to take the same tests, have the same test scores and the grade point averages like anybody else. I still had to write the papers and pass the exams like anybody else.
但是，我其实当时也是需要参加各种考试，我的成绩也是需要达到这个分数线，我才能够被录取。
But Yale engaged in affirmative action, and what did they do?
当时耶鲁采用这个参与了这个平权法案，他们都做了些什么呢？
They came out and sent representatives to all the high schools in Seattle, encouraging all the students to think about Yale, because I had never heard of Yale before. They opened my eyes. That's affirmative action, encouraging people to think about opportunities that they might not otherwise be aware of.
他们派了许多工作人员到全国各地，特别是到西海岸，到西雅图来，到我们学校来宣传耶鲁大学，介绍耶鲁大学是一个什么样的学校。如果没有他们来宣传，我根本不知道有耶鲁大学。
But I'm proud. I don't want to think that I was admitted to Yale as being less qualified than anybody else.
其实我非常自豪，我被耶鲁大学录取了。当时我被录取的时候，并不是因为我是被照顾的，其实我的分数也是达到了分数线的，我也必须有好的成绩才能够进入耶鲁大学。
And thanks to the affirmative action practices of Yale University, almost 20% of the student population at Yale now is Asian American.
正是由于这个平权法案，由于耶鲁大学的这个努力，现在在耶鲁大学的亚裔学生已经超过了20%。
But I absolutely oppose any type of affirmative action that sets aside preferences or has quotas.
我并不赞成任何平权法案把
就是采用配额跟那个
把这个
优待的
配额或者优待来作为解决问题的办法。
Affirmative action cannot mean quotas or preferences where you guarantee a certain percentage of students.Let's say of African American or Hispanic.
平权法案并不能够使一固定的族裔的学生得到优待。
And affirmative action and Initiative 1000 cannot allow and does not allow a maximum number of Chinese or Asian American students at our colleges, universities. No quotas, no upper limit, no quotas.
不管是 I-200 还是 I-1000 都不允许。使用任何的配额，也不允许任何不合格的学生，因为是少数族裔就能够被大学录取。
But if, let's say, Central Washington University or a community college in Yakima thinks that they don't have enough students of a particular ethnic group, what can they do? They can only engage in outreach, promotion, advertisement. They cannot admit lesser qualified students in favor of more qualified students because of their race.
任何一个大学在招生的时候，如果他的任何族裔的人数低于他的这个人口的这个比例，这个学校都不可以通过任何的配额或者最高限额、最低限额的这个学生数量来增加这个学生比例，他们只能够去扩大宣传，去向更多的少数族裔的学生来宣传他们的学校，以这种方式来增加学生的比例。
Now is the truly last one. 最后呢，你能不能对参加推动那个88号公投的华人以及整个华人社区的那个民众提一些建议啊？
Again, my comment is that I know that some people disagree with my position. I can only say that my entire public career has been devoted to being sensitive to the concerns and the issues of Asian American community, Chinese community, and our immigrant community.
我想说一下，我知道有些你们中的有些人并不同意赞成我支持 I-1000。对于我个人来说，我的终生都是在为华人社区、为亚裔社区，甚至为华盛顿州的这个居民和所有的人来贡献我的精力，去做一些社会工作，去帮助社区。
All of my policies as a state legislator, as governor, as ambassador, have always been to promote and protect the interests of the Asian American community and the Chinese American community.
不管是我在做州长，还是在做大使，还是在做部长，我都是尽全力在保护、促进华人的利益和亚洲这个社区里亚洲族裔的利益和大多数人的利益。
And I have always used my immigrant experience, being a child of an immigrant family, to bring more sensitivity to the laws that we passed in the state of Washington.
正是由于我是移民的后代，我会把一些特殊的一些视角带进在做这个政策，在做政府的政策时作为考量。
And I would never support a proposal that would hurt the Asian American community or the Chinese American community.
我绝对不会支持任何法案，这个法案会伤害到华人的社区的利益和大多数人的利益。
And I can understand that the supporters of Referendum 88 are parents who very much are worried that maybe their children will not get in to a Washington State College or University because somehow we're giving a preference to other ethnic groups.
我非常理解许多这个支持88公投的这些家长们是因为担心自己的孩子在升学的时候受到不公平的待遇。
But if you actually read Initiative 1000, and it does not allow that type of preference or quota at the expense of another ethnic group.
如果您有机会认真的去读一下 I-1000 的原文，您就会发现这种不公平的待遇是不会被允许的。
And let me just say that, I've read some of the criticism about me, saying that I'm turning my back on the Asian people or the Chinese community. I would never do that. I'm proud of my Chinese ancestry. I'm proud of the contributions that China has made to world civilization over thousands of years.
我也看到了有一些关于我的一些不好的一些议论，说我是背叛了 华人社区，嗯，其实这不是事实。我非常非常骄傲，我是这个我的中国血统，我也非常骄傲，我是华人社区的一部分，一份子。
And I can understand that people who support referendum 88 may have a different opinion or viewpoint, and I respect that viewpoint, but I would ask that they not misinterpret or outright distort what I have said.
我理解有些人有自己的对 I-1000 有自己的看法和想法，我尊重他们的这个想法，但是我也希望有些人不要误解我，特别是用一些在一些公共场合攻击我的一些观点。
I am not running for public office anymore. I'm retired. I leave it to the younger people to run for office. So I have no ulterior motives in supporting Initiative 1000.
我现在其实已经不再是政府的工作人员，我也不会去竞选任何职位。我在这方面其实我是希望更多的年轻人走上来，所以我绝对不会有任何个人的意图个人的想法在参与这个 I-1000 的这个法案。
And that's why Initiative 1000 is supported by companies like Microsoft and Boeing, the Seattle Times, so many of the various business chambers of commerce, because they know that it will have a beneficial impact, especially in the hiring and the contracts that are given to women and minority-owned businesses, including Asian-American businesses.
这也是为什么 I-1000 得到了大西雅图地区许多大公司的支持，比方说微软、波音、星巴克这种各个这种大公司，其实他们是非常希望少数族裔和妇女参与的中小企业能够参与到政府的工程项目中，能够得到更多的机会。
Initiative 1000 will have virtually no impact on how students are admitted into our state colleges and universities.
我想再强调一遍 ，I-1000 对于华盛顿州的大学录取学生将不会有任何的影响。
Don't take my word for it. Talk to the presidents of the various state colleges and universities.
当然，你们也不必非得要相信我说的，你们可以去跟这些大学的老师、领导去多交流。
But Initiative 1000 will help Asian American companies that are seeking more job opportunities with governments and contract and business work with the government.
我坚信 I-1000 将会帮助到更多的少数族裔的中小企业得到更多的政府的工程项目。
There's one sentence. So, perhaps some people of the ADA referendum want to talk with you directly. Are you open for that?
Happy to.
Okay.
Very happy to.
我非常愿意跟他们见面交流。
那今天我们有点拖时间，那么非常感谢陆家辉大使做客我们的美国故事栏目。那么我们也感谢一些听众朋友，包括三里丹丹、李维、妙妙等听众朋友提供相关的问题。那谢谢各位听众朋友收听，也再次谢谢陆大使。
Thank you very much to the listeners of KKNW and thank you for hosting me tonight.
Thank you.
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
Crossing TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐。东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossing TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
FlyChina.com 购买回国机票 ，FlyChina.com 为您提供优质票价，诚信服务，方便可靠。
咱这么大的公司搬家，可得选个良辰吉日。
搬家公司一定得喜庆，
找喜悦搬家啊！
别急，我用手机查一下。哟，西雅图搬家头条显示就是喜悦。
喜悦搬家提供家庭、公司和全美的长途搬运。你看，网友评了，工人厚道，不乱收费。
喜悦搬家，您搬家的第一选择，让您的乔迁之喜喜上加喜。电话2068868686，2068868686。